speaking truth with every single page he turned. Anyone could see my daddy lived what he believed, with a gentle heart and a passion for Jesus' blood. I know we had our times we disagreed, but the longer that I live, it's clear to me I wanna be that man who loves the Lord with all his heart, just like the word commands, who takes a stand and leads his family as he holds the Father's hand. I wanna be that man. Society would say there's a new ideal today. It's not what you give, it's more about what you can give. But I wanna live a life that is marked by sacrifice, like the Savior who died to show us all the way. So I'll take my cross and trace a step. Surrendering is how I'll serve him best. I wanna be that man who loves the Lord with all his heart, just like the word commands, who takes stand and lead his family as he holds the Father's hand. I want to be that man, just like Peter, Paul, and all the saints of days gone by. Let me show the kind of faith to those who come behind.
Surely God's looking for some men. Said that, didn't he? God bless everyone here. God bless every dead, every granddad and great-granddaddy. Some of us even gone that far. But you know what? They just get greater and grander. Thank God for his goodness and his mercy that he's shown toward us down through the generation, down through the years. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was thinking about some verses of scripture in the book of Old Testament. Book Ezekiel chapter number 22, I believe it is, about verse number 30 and maybe 30-22, but I think it's 22-30. It said, I sought for a man to stand in the gap, make up the hedge, to stand in the gap for the land. He said, they didn't find one. We need some men that will fear God and love God and walk with God. And I know many of you here are doing that. Keep it up. God's looking for a man. He was in the Old Testament time. He found some. The book of Jeremiah also talks about it. Man. He said, I'm looking for one. He said in chapter 5, run to and fro through the streets and see if you can find one. A man. What kind of man is he looking for? One that feared God and loved God. I'm going to tell you something. So goes the home, so goes a country. If you ever needed a moving of God, it's in the midst of our homes, in the midst of us, right where we live. We need a revival. And a move of the power of God. But Jeremiah, I believe it's 37th chapter, says, the word from the Lord that came to him. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we're grateful for another day you've given us. Another opportunity, Lord, you've given us to break forth the bread of life. Thankful it is the bread of life, your eternal word. I pray you'd let her go forth this morning and send it forth. That it may accomplish that displeasing to thee, our Father. May your will be done, your word go forth. You said it would return void, but it would accomplish that you sent it forth to do. And God, we stand on that promise and look to thee and to thee alone this morning, dear Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. But the prophet Jeremiah said something. He said, they said, is any word from the Lord? They came to him. They had him cast into prison. You know why he was in there? He was in there for preaching the word of God. He was in there for telling the truth. He was in there for telling it like it is, if you want to say so. He was saying the words that God had sent him. He said, destruction's coming upon this place. Another verse of scripture in the book of Jeremiah says simply this. He said, I spoke to you during your prosperity, but said you wouldn't hear and you wouldn't listen. And therefore, judgment's coming. They didn't believe it. They cast him into prison. But things got pretty rough around there. They came to Jeremiah in the prison, said, any word from the Lord? You guess what he said? He said, there is. There's a word from God. It wasn't a word that they wanted to hear. It wasn't what they would tickle their ears. But it was a word from God. And this word that he had, well, destruction was coming. And they was going to listen to me. But he said in verse number 5, in chapter number 5, I believe it is, he said, go and see if you can find anybody. Run to and fro and see if you can find anybody that's got the word of God in their hearts, that will live for God and serve God in an hour that they're living in. You know, the darker it gets, the brighter the light of the gospel will shine for the glory of God. But he said, is any word from God? You know what Jeremiah answered him? He said, there is. You know what? One time they took the word he wrote that God gave him for him. And you know what they did with it? They cut that thing up. Listen, with a knife. Threw it in the fire and burned it because they didn't like what it says. You can take this book. Listen, if you want to, I wouldn't dare do it. I wouldn't advise you to do it. You can take it, cut it up, throw it in the fire. It won't change God's word one bit. Listen, they burned the scroll, burned the word of God, but it didn't change the mouth of God, nor the word of God. I'll tell you how come Jeremiah could preach like that. Did you know the Bible said in that first chapter in the book of Jeremiah? Listen, thank God for that book. You know what it said about old Jeremiah? He said, Jeremiah, I want to tell you something. While you was in your womb, in your mother's womb, before you was ever born, I knew you. I called you. I chose you. I ordained you to be a prophet. That's what the word of God says. Ordained you to be what? A prophet. That's what he said. Just exactly. He said, listen, I got to think about this week. No wonder Jeremiah was a preacher. No wonder he was a prophet that preached the truth. And listen, wouldn't back up from it. Listen, God ordained him. God ordained him. It wasn't men. Listen, that laid empty hands upon an empty head and an empty heart. It was God. God that called him while he was in his mother's womb. Hallelujah. Chose him and called him to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. I'm glad, glory to God. God's still in the choosing and calling business. Hallelujah. He hadn't left himself without a witness. Never will, thank God. He said, Jeremiah, what are you doing? He said, I'm preaching. He couldn't help it. I'll tell you what, he said another verse. He said, listen, he said, I was weary. I was in derision. They were mocking me. They were making fun of me. He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to quit this thing. I've had enough. He said, I'm up to here with it. But I won't tell you what happened to him. The Bible says that the word of God began to burn in his bones, in his inside being, in his heart, like a fire, glory to God. You know why? A fire. That's what he said. He said it was in him. He said, I could not. I was weary as I could not quit. Why? Because God was burning in his soul. God had called Jeremiah. He'd ordained Jeremiah. And he had a fire burning in his bones, in his soul. Hallelujah. The Bible said he'd baptize us with the Holy Ghost and fire. Listen, you know what that word is? I'll tell you the word of God. He said, like a fire. He said, like a fire. Another verse of scripture in the book of Jeremiah says simply this. He said, the word of God is like a fire. It's like a hammer. It's like a hammer. You know what the word of God do? It'll break up that old stony heart. I thank God it'll do it. Hey, listen, how in the world could we be cold, indifferent with the word of God in our soul and burning up in our hearts? Hallelujah. Whew. Word of God is like a fire burning in our soul. You know what's wrong with a lot of people? They ain't never got born of it. Bible said in the book of Peter, being born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You know what happened? I got born again. When I got born again, it was a corruptible seed, but it was an incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. That's why, listen, when the word of God's in there, it's alive. Word of God's quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, Hebrews says, the book of Hebrews. Sharper than a two-edged sword. It breaks like a hammer. It, listen, burns like fire. Word of God. Jeremiah couldn't quit. He couldn't quit. Why? Word of God was burning in his soul. Living. Living word. Hallelujah. It's a seed. It's a fire. It's a hammer. What the word of God. Precious it is. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. And also, I'll never forget what always the Lord laying on my heart. But I'm going to tell you something, what he said. If you look, notice what he told him when he was coming out of Egypt. He said, put that blood. That death angel was going to come through there. He said, put that blood on those lintels and those posts and those door lintels. Put it on there. He said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. And when they listened, that blood went on that household. That blood went on that threshold. If it were where God said, put it. Listen, the death angel would walk in that place. And the firstborn, listen, from the cattle. Everyone in Egypt, the firstborn, died that night, except those with that under that blood. That was a very important thing. But I saw something just two or three days ago, particularly yesterday. That's not all. God told them, Israel, I said, when they started going into that land,
that land over there. He said, I want to tell you something. Don't you forget where I brought you from. I'm taking you to a land that's flowing with milk and honey. Glory to God. Don't forget it. But he said, I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to take the word of God. First of all, get it in your heart. Let the word of God sink in your heart. That's what he told him. He said, did it get in that heart? Then he said something else. I want you to put it on the lintels, on the doorpost, and on your houses. That's the word of God. Put it on there. Put it on there. He said, that's not all. He said, I'm not talking. He said, your children didn't see some things y'all saw. They didn't see the miracles and the wonders. They didn't see, listen, the mighty works that I did in the midst of you through the wilderness. And listen, getting you out of Egypt. But I won't tell you what you need to do. You need to take the word of God and put it on those places. Listen, and teach your children. Tell them what God has done. And tell them the word of God. And teach them the things of God. We must teach them the things of God. Oh, my soul. And I'm going to tell you something. This generation is about gone. Better be teaching them. Telling them the word of God. I'll tell you something. The most precious thing in your home. You know what it is? It's not expensive furniture. It's not the carpet on the floor. Not them good beds, soft, thank God for those comfortable beds we sleep on. But the precious, most precious things in your home and mine is the word of God. It's the best thing you can put in your heart. You can get all the education you want to get. But if ain't none of them coming from the book, listen, you'll still be ignorant. Men's ever learning, the Bible says, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, the word of God. Hey, we must teach it to them. We must hide it in our hearts. We must walk before the Lord and live out the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know what my daddy had in his suitcase when he worked in Tallahassee? Stay gone all week. He had an old four-out Bible. And I guarantee you it was right in that suitcase with him. I'll never forget when he took it one day. I was just a lad at home. He took a Bible that we had in the home, handed it to him, but Donnie, he had it open to Proverbs. I've never seen so many verses. It said, started off with my son. My son, my son. I'm going to tell you something. Even then, God was planting some of this word in my heart. I saw it lived out. I saw it walked out. I saw it manifested. The word of God is real. Some people say, well, this thing about religion, nothing to it. Well, it means nothing much to religion. It's something to this old time salvation. It's something to it. It's real. Real. Born. And hiding that word of God in our heart. Hey, ain't nothing take the place. I can remember when our kids were all home. We was going to church a lot. We'd go to revival. It didn't matter if he's driving distance. We headed that way. But I'm telling you, when we was at home at night, get this old book down. I get down on the floor, sometimes play with them, but to thank God for the old book, the word of God. And I'll tell you something, you don't never get away from it. You think you might get away from your raising, but you won't. You may drift a while, but something's going to call it. Something's saying come. Something's saying come. Come. Come home. Come home. Come home. Hey, he said we'd better teach it. our children. I'm praying that we'll have a revival in our homes. Homes. Get back to a home life. TV's robbed us a lot of that. That's the gospel truth. That's the gospel truth. I know you probably get tired of me referring to my daddy, but he did walk with God. But you know what? I'll never forget him telling me. When they were kids, we always prayed. For ask a blessing at home too. But he said when they was a kid, they'd get down on their knees, and they would, young as all, just get on their knees and they had prayer meeting. Didn't just say, bless the food and let's go to eat. But they had prayer. Real prayer. And folks, if we ever needed that back in the homes, we need it now. Sad, I see parents go to all kinds of extremes. And ain't nobody loves sports anymore than I did. But go to all kinds of means for sports. But do very little. Don't go to any trouble or whatsoever to get the word of God in the children. But he said, teach it to your children. What kind of a father, and thank God for Father's Day, and thank God for every father here. What kind of a father are we to be? We to be, I tell you, like our Heavenly Father as much as possible. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. We to be that example. We to be that light for the glory of God. So I'm pleading with you this morning. Let's go to the Lord. And say, Lord, show me what you want me to do. And I say to you, you still got children in your home. Teach them the word of God. Hallelujah. I saw one time, they used to be, I don't think it's that way now, but they've stayed that way a long time. There was a place down below Freeport. We used to go down below Freeport to schools down there. There was a place, you go by that place, you had scriptures everywhere written. I mean, I'm serious, had them hanging up in a tree and hanging up in different places all the way around that place. Had verses. I thought to myself, praise God. I thought about them words. Hang that word out. Hang her out. Hallelujah. I'm still working on them Bibles. God gave me a message one time, things I want to leave behind when I leave this world. One of them was a stack of wore-out Bibles. I'm still working on it. I want to wear out some more. Hallelujah. Wear them out. By the way, if you get one wore out, Miss Monette can fix them. She fixed one for me, and I think she's going to have to work on this one for long. But you know what? Whether... We got the Word of God. You know how precious, the Word of God is? Some lands and some places, if they could just get one page, they appreciate it. In some of these foreign countries, that's how much they value the Word of God. In some places they do that. If they divide that Bible up, you say, we ought not to do that. Well, they do. Have done it. But I tell you, there's lots of people in the mission work getting the word of God all far parts of the world. Hallelujah. You know what he said? When it's preached to the world, the end shall come. It's getting close. Would you stand with me?